people rent out their living rooms?
If you have a nice living room,
but
you know.
But for what?
For five people to get together and have a dinner party.
Get out.
Yes, it
people
happens.
Actually do that. That's not weird to go into someone's house and just like use their living room?
Hey, it's, I mean, you're helping them out and it's building community. That's it. That's what's important, really.
Imagine living your normal day and getting your car fueled up on demand. Seriously. Check out LA Startup Refill Fuel and enter code WeAreLATech for $10 off. That's Refill Fuel. It's amazing. Literally, you can be anywhere and have your gas totally topped off the tank and not even have to deal with it. No more gas stations. To go to refillfuel.com. That's refillfuel.com. Code WeAreLATech for $10 off. We could not do this without the community believing in our vision together. We Are LA Tech is independently funded, funded by you, the community. So to support We Are LA Tech, go to patreon.com/WeAreLATech. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. So excited to have in the studio right now Space 3, who I got to meet over the We Are LA Tech Slack. If you guys aren't in the Slack, go to wearelatech.com/VIP, wearelatech.com/VIP. It leads to amazing things like hanging out on the podcast. Hello.
Hello. It definitely does. I would highly recommend that.
So
Slack move is popping.
Go ahead and introduce yourselves and tell us all about Space 3.
Okay.
All right. Hi, I'm Maddie.
Hi, I'm Suhaib.
There we are, and we are Space 3.
And basically what we do is that we help people find, rent, and request venue spaces. Anything from venue spaces to retail pop-up to
meeting rooms.
Meeting rooms also.
What led to the conception of Space 3?
All right.
Suhaib, you want to take this one?
Or yes, I will take that one.
All right,
so
ahead.
Basically when this idea came to be, it was actually... it came from two people that had been frustrated customers.
Yeah.
So Maddie actually was like the first one that kind of came encounter with that, where he wanted to find a venue space, correct,
yeah,
for a photo shoot. So go for it, Maddie.
All right. So basically, I was working for a nonprofit called U4Wide. And what we did, we needed spaces for exhibitions, you know, events, you know, things of that nature, because, you know, we wanted to promote the brand. And it was just almost impossible trying to find the right space at a for 4 hours or 3 hours. You know, we would approach venue owners and say, hey, we want to have an event here. Can we, is that cool? Mm-hmm. And we only need it for 5 hours. They'll say, no, you need to book it for a week.
Wait, why would anybody need to book anything for a week?
Because they want to get paid. They have minimum bookings on there. They want to get as much money from you as possible.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does Space 3 offer that other event sites don't have?
So the really cool thing that we have is that if you take a look at it, we actually allow people not to only search for spaces, but we actually allow people to request. And by requesting, I mean people come in on the site and they tell us exactly what they're looking for,
yeah,
right? So they come in and they say, hey, I'm looking actually for a venue space in Los Angeles that can fit, let's say, 40 people, and my budget is, let's say, $500 or $1,000, and here are, like, my criteria, right? And so by doing that, we're allowing people to actually have a lot of access to a lot of untapped spaces. And so that really led us, by really doing that, it really allowed us to kind of build a community around this area. You know, it opened up something that we had never, ever really came across. You know, I remember there was this one lady that, you know, was looking for a space, and
yeah,
she was a single mom, and she was like, hey, so I do jewelry on weekends, and I'd love to find a space. I looked, and everything was expensive. And so that's when we kind of like, all right, cool. You know, we know this space owner. They're really awesome.
And we're able to match them.
Exactly. We were able to match them, and it was something good. You know, stories like that, just really what makes us really happy.
And just to add
this
to that point, Suhaib, yeah, it's like more about the convenience of it. Like, I don't know if you've ever had to find a venue before, and I'm sure you have, like,
yeah,
you know, being,
yeah,
having, like, you know, we are LA Tech and then having women in tech. I'm,
yeah,
sure you host a lot of events,
yeah,
and the process, I don't know if you can speak for this, but the process is, extremely frustrating. Yeah. You know, you go through.
If you could just run the event for me, we're good.
I mean, maybe not run the event just yet, but we can definitely help you with venues.
You know what? There's a startup, an LA startup. God, I wish I remember their name right now. It's, oh, I think it's called Party on Demand or
Party
something.
Party on Demand?
Okay. And that essentially, awesome, they supply the pizza, beer, and DJ on demand. Like, if we wanted a party right now, I think it's $500. We could go to Party on Demand. So if Party on Demand and Spaces 3 had a partnership where you'd have the venue and they'd have the party, then all you need to do is invite the people and you're set.
Yeah, we need to make that happen.
Yeah, let's make that happen.
Party on Demand, if you're listening.
We're down. There. Just reach out to us.
That's pretty cool, right? Yeah, that makes sense.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, you know, because finding a venue and, like, you know, organizing these events is extremely stressful. You know, people spend months planning and it's just like, you know, we want to kind of ease that, you know, that pain point, you know?
So what kind of venues do you have in your system?
So we have really a variety of venues, right? So a lot of them are like here on the west side, right? Like we have a lot of them in Santa Monica. We have a lot also like in Culver City.
But like what kind?
Oh, yeah. So as far as like the kind, we have warehouses. We have people's like backyards.
Living rooms.
Those are like quite popular actually.
People rent out their living rooms?
If you have a nice living room,
but
you know,
for what?
For five people to get together and have a dinner party.
Get out.
Yes.
People actually do that. That's not weird to go into someone's house and just like use their living room.
Hey, it's, I mean, you're helping them out and it's building community. That's it. That's what's important, really.
Yeah.
And how much does that cost to rent someone's living room?
Like $300 to $400, $500.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, my living room is dope.
Space3.co.
Where are you guys in your company? Is it just the two of you or do you have a bigger team?
We have a bigger team, but it's mostly the two of us, you know, because real startup, you know, bootstrapped, you know, rolling from the bottom.
Why are you so passionate about space? You know, it's not easy to build a startup.
That's true.
And spaces, I think it's a pretty intense market already.
Yeah.
True.
So why this market? Like,
so,
why you?
I mean, personally, I don't see it as us, like, you know, we're trying to build a startup around spaces. I think we're really trying to build a startup around experiences.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like Airbnb experiences.
Well, not necessarily. Well, kind of. If you think about it, like, you know, we spend so much of our time, our lives in these spaces.
Yeah.
And if you think about memories or great memories, you always think about two things.
Yeah.
Where you were and who you were with.
Yeah.
When you bring those two things together, that's when the magic happens, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah.
And actually, he taught me that, so. Yeah. In my head also, yeah.
That's nice. How'd you both meet? Are you co-founders?
Yeah, co-founders.
How'd you meet?
We actually met at Starbucks.
Shout out to Starbucks.
Yeah, shout out to Starbucks. Plug in Starbucks right there. Yeah.
No, they're not coming to check for this.
No, basically, yeah. I went to Starbucks, the one in downtown.
This
and
is
like
faux co-working. You're like, hey, buddy, what are you working on?
Yeah, what are you working on? Hey, work on this. You want to join? Yeah, let's do it. All right, cool. That was basically it, really.
Find a co-founder, Starbucks.
Basically, that was it. But yeah, he was like really, really cool. You know, when I first met him, he had like an iPad and I was interested in buying an iPad.
He's epic Apple stan. So
plug in Apple right there.
Yeah.
But yeah, just, you know, reach out to him. We stayed in touch and we just, you know, got this started and here we are, you know, a year later.
So a year and a half.
Yeah.
You've been doing this a year and a half. Now, the sensitive question, are you profitable? Where do you guys make your money from? Is it from the transaction fee of booking a space?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We make our money from transaction fee. We're not profitable. However, that's a goal, you know.
Well, of course.
We're on the way, though.
Do you guys want to raise money? Is it a company that can raise money?
Well, we kind of, being a marketplace, we kind of have to raise money. Like, personally, I wish we could fund this on our own, you know? Like, because there's nothing like being bootstrapped, you know? Just having to, you know,
it teaches you so much.
Having the control of doing things the way you want to do them. But, like, you know, being that we're a marketplace and we have competitors, the minute we slack off, you know, you find out they raise $20 million and they come in. And, like, you know, so.
Is there another marketplace just for venues? I mean, I imagine there's
a ton.
Yeah,
there are quite a few. You know, like, you have Pure Space and you can even get venues from Airbnb. And, you know, they're quite, you know, this open space. And those guys are all cool, but it's all the same model of you going in and searching through pages and pages.
I don't think you could book living rooms on those, though.
Well, you can definitely book living rooms at Airbnb.
But I wouldn't think of booking a living room on Airbnb to do like an event or gathering.
You think about it, maybe like sleep in the bedroom.
I rent. I've just used Airbnb a bunch over the past month, and it was
tip for a bed.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
exactly.
It sometimes had a living room, but
like, different use cases, you know, we have all, you have cool spaces in your home. Why not share them? Why not open the doors up? You know, like you have a nice lobby. Why not open that up to other people to rent it out for a couple hours? And, you know, and
we could totally put Beach House Co-works on there.
That'd be awesome.
Ideas.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Let me talk up to this.
I'll show you guys after. I'll introduce you to Simon, the magical mystery man who runs the show here.
That sounds good.
I really like him.
Shout out to Simon.
I really like him.
The word magical really set it off.
So a few questions. One, where in LA are you guys based?
Westwood.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Westwood.
You did? Okay. Shout out to Westwood.
Really nice
and
area.
Are you both from LA?
Well, I'm SoCal resident. Yeah, he is.
Where are you?
Inglewood.
Inglewood. And
me, actually, I moved out from Ohio about 2 years ago.
Cool. I hear people in Ohio. Where in Ohio?
Midwest. Shout out to the Midwest.
Dayton,
Ohio.
I hear people in Ohio are so cool. One of my best friends down is from Earth. Ohio. Helpful, acts of service.
Yeah.
My love languages.
And are we veering off or are we going back again to the side?
Why LA? How did you make it from Ohio to Los Angeles?
I was actually coming in to become an actor and the whole acting thing. I had met a friend.
And then you went to Starbucks.
I went to Starbucks and then I met Maddie but it was just, I guess I was doing a lot of acting and then I was also at the same time I was taking marketing classes.
Yeah.
And I was just really being fascinated by market and how you can market a product or a service or something like that. Right.
Yeah.
And after a while, you know, I was like, wow, actually this thing might be something cool. And I just, you know, started learning more about marketing and stuff like that and ended up meeting him later on. And we just kind of took off from there.
That's dope.
So it's a great area for marketing, you know, like the base, like, you know, known for devs right here is branding, marketing, media.
I love it. I love it.
So
okay. Where do you guys see yourself in like a year? What's your dream?
The goal is to have more people use the platform, you know, build more awareness.
And how many venues are on the platform right now and how many people are using right now?
About 160. That's the venues and growing and about people using it. There's
a lot of venues.
Yeah, that's a lot of venues. Yeah, there's about maybe like anywhere. Like how many do you have?
Like we have, you know, we average about 5 requests a week.
What's the price range in booking a venue on your site? Where does it start and where is it top?
So on the top side, like, you know, we don't want to go there because it's just unlimited. You know, we find out new people adding new venues every day. We try to keep it really, you know, really affordable.
Yeah.
So sometimes when people add venues out there that are just outrageous, we'll contact them and try to like get the price more reasonable.
Yeah.
And if that's not possible, then we don't accommodate that on our website, on our platform. But
so you want to be the economical venue space.
Yes. Because, I mean, you have to understand, like, you know, this is a pain point that we didn't just, like, sit in a lab one day and cook up this idea. This is something that we experienced. So we have a special, different kind of passion for it, you know?
I get, dude, I understand that.
Because
it's the same thing I feel like with We Are LA Tech. People are like, we have the Experience Club, and people are like, why aren't you charging $1 million for the Experience Club? I'm like, because my passion is to make it accessible to people and not be illegal. Like, I want it to be curated. I want it to be sustainable, but I don't want it to be these things where you have to know someone who knows someone and then pay $5,000 to enter, because how do you ever grow?
It's about people, you know?
Yeah.
It's about when you bring the people together, the economics will work out.
Yeah.
When you bring people together, magic happens.
Yeah.
You know, it's about the people first.
Human poetry.
That's a fact.
That's it. You got it right there.
Yeah. What LA Tech event do you really recommend people check out?
There's actually one in Santa Monica. It's called Tech Fire or Fire Tech, I think.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Wait, I think it's techfire.co or something.
It might have been. Yeah. But
run by a really nice guy and I can't think of his name right now. What was his? Oh, he's really cool too.
David,
really nice.
Maybe or.
So anyway, yes. Know. Tech Fire. I like
Tech
that.
Shout out to Tech
Talk,
Fire.
Talk about why you like that one.
So actually the first time when I went there, they hosted an event at Google.
Yeah.
Like Google campus, right? Here like in Venice.
Yeah.
And they brought somebody that was investor at Hulu.
Yeah.
And so to kind of see somebody from the perspective of that is like, wow, that's actually really cool, you know?
Yeah.
He was talking about like the early days of Hulu and how they got started, you know? He talked about what were like some of the challenges, you know, kind of like taking on the big beast of like Netflix.
That is really crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, so it was like a dude.
Yeah, he was a guy. Yeah, he was
like
a
normal guy. He was like, yo, I'm going to create Hulu.
Yeah, he was like a normal dude. You know, just woke up one day and say, you know, I'm going to create Hulu. That's what I'm going to do.
Crazy.
But it's just really like, it's a big story. And it's just really fascinating and captivating once you're listening for somebody that's from the inside as opposed to just reading an article or something like that. You know? So that's really captivated me about it. And then the second time, and they brought in an ex-CEO from Disney. And I was like, wow, I was just mesmerized by like every word that came out of his mouth. You know, like the guy was like, I just want to listen and just grab as much knowledge.
Let it soak in. Yeah.
Yeah. As much knowledge as I can from this guy. So yeah, that's what I really
And you guys
it.
Will include it in the show notes so you could see where I think we're remembering it right. Techfire.
I think so.
Google it. We'll make sure our amazing teammate Carl will Google it and we'll put it in the show notes. It'll be there. Carl will message me if he can't find
thanks,
blah, blah,
Carl.
Blah. Yeah. Essentially, thanks, Carl.
Okay, Carl. Appreciate it, man.
And what LA Tech startup or company or even a startup, a tech talent in LA have you come across lately who have really impressed each of you?
All right. So, Abe, you want to take
this
off first?
Okay, yeah, sure. So, I actually had met this really, really cool guy. His name is Daniel. I was going through the process of actually reaching out to like a couple of web devs.
Yeah.
And when I called him, I was like, hey man, you know, so I find you on AngelList and everything was cool. I'd love to kind of, you know, just
So you went on AngelList and just found a random person?
So if you put in like criterias, right? Yeah. Like for the type of people that you're looking for and he fit the description that I was looking for. And so when I reached out to him, he was like, you know, thank you so much for reaching out to me. But actually I'm going right now into Google, like, cause I already had two, interviews with them. And on Tuesday, I'm going to have a third round and hopefully everything's going to work out.
So cool.
I was like, wow, man, that like kudos to you, man. Like, you know, that's like, you know, 70% right there.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, but you know, if you need any help, just let me know, you know? I was like, man, nothing but love.
Yeah,
there
that's
you
a
go.
Community.
Like,
really community is pretty cool. Yeah.
Wait, how can we say hi to this guy?
So his name is Daniel. So, I mean, I don't really know. That's embarrassing right now. I don't even know his last name.
I think if Carl Googles Daniel, he'll be a little
overwhelmed. Daniel from Google. Probably that will be
you listen,
be good.
Daniel?
Daniel from Google. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for being cool.
That was pretty cool.
Personally, we were trying to hire a UX developer.
Right.
Because we're doing a whole relaunch and rebrand, and, you know, there's a lot of pieces going on with that.
Yeah.
So
talk about your name change, actually, for a second.
The name change. So
you went from
Spacey, S-P-A-C-S-E. Say that three times in the mirror and
you might go dizzy.
So, like, you know, so wait, you want to touch on this? Like,
yeah, sure.
A lot of customers.
So, yeah, exactly. So a lot of people actually, so the way that it's spelled, S-P-A-C-S-E. So that extra S, it's messing people up, right? So some people will say specs, some people pronounce it Spacey, some people will pronounce it Space. So it's like, it was like, okay, we're getting a lot of data here. Yeah. People are not really happy with it.
It's like you wake up in the morning and say, like, all right, which name do I want? Which pronunciation
do I
go for
today?
Go with? Like, you know?
Yeah. So that's like, we went back to Matt. Like, hey, man, I don't think this might be good. Yeah. You know, he's like, all right, cool. Let's just brainstorm
and
ideas.
I wasn't like, all right, good. I was like, I came up with that name. Like, I love that name. It's like, it's dear to me. So
it's my dear child.
But when he told me the data points, like, you know, he said, look, 90% of the people I talk to don't remember this thing.
Yeah, I agree. It was really hard for me to
can't pronounce
spelling.
It.
I'm like,
yeah.
I called it spaces.
See, that's
exactly,
a fourth way to say it. Even. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. So I had to, like, you know, swallow my ego because the same thing was happening to me. I was like, you know what? If we're going to do a rebrand, do a relaunch, you know, it's just a name at the end of the day. Let's find, we're trying to be successful. You have to.
But how'd you pick Space 3?
Chipmunks. Three chipmunks.
Three musketeers. Three is always good.
I love it.
Because on our platform, we allow you to find, rent, and request. Those are the three core
space
functions.
Three, find, so, rent, request. I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome, right?
So I stole you away from the question you were telling me about UX and an LA Tech talent that you've come across that really impressed you.
So we ended up AngelList. AngelList is a tool. Use it, you know? Like,
tell us.
And also, we're LA Tech. Slack group. I almost forgot what it's called.
The
Slack group, you know. So we got a couple cool references from there as well.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's also a tool.
Shout out to Kevin Newman.
Yeah, Kevin.
Kevin messaged me and messaged Tosh both saying Maddie needs to be on. And he emailed me as well. Like, it was like all three.
Shouts out to Kevin.
Kevin is the man.
How do you know Kevin?
Actually, we came through work.
We came through we're LA Tech. Kevin said, hey guys, I moved to LA. I'm free. This is the services I offer and this is what I do. And I sent him a message, say, hey Kevin, let's grab coffee. You know,
that's
let's talk.
So rad. And if I remember correctly, it's Kevin Newman, right?
Kevin Newman.
Yeah. How can we find him online?
You go to @ Kevin Newman, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, like, I just shared his Twitter with me.
@ Kevin Newman, cool guy. Yeah. You know, very helpful.
So that's a bonus LA Tech talent shout out. Okay, yeah, shout
and
out
then you're killing the game.
You're talking about Angelus. Okay.
Yeah. So I found this guy Jerry, cool guy. He came by. We had, you know, we met at a coffee shop. You know, we meet a lot of coffee shops. We need a co-working pass.
So
we met at a coffee shop and told him what we're looking for. And like, you know, a couple of weeks later, he, you know, constant iteration, came back with magic.
That's so cool.
I can't describe it in a way. It was just magic.
What resource do you think is just like a hands down amazing resource that most people maybe don't know about in LA Tech?
Bixel Exchange. Because when I first came up with my idea for a startup, you know, the first thing I did was started, you know, networking, going to networking events. Then I came across where LA Tech, the Slack group. And then I just randomly contacted people on the group that seemed influential. Esprit was nice enough to you know, connect me with the Bixel Exchange program, and they were really helpful. You know, this with as far as mentoring lawyers and things of that nature.
Yeah, does it cost anything?
No, it's absolutely free.
So, okay, is there a catch?
It's absolutely free. They just want to help. Yeah. They just want to build the startup community in LA, and so they just help young entrepreneurs who are looking to, you know, build great, amazing companies.
It's so rad.
Yeah,
and
it's
you guys
awesome.
Will include it in the show notes too. And so what does it look like to be in the Bixel Exchange program?
So basically, you go through a process of like vetting where they give you a call or like, you know, you meet with them and you tell them your idea and what you're trying to build. And then after that, they match you up with mentors who fit your criteria or like industry.
Yeah.
And then after that, you know, it's up to you. Cause of course, like, you know, no one's going to do the work for you, but if you get out what you put in, like everything else in life, you know, if you're showing progress and you're growing, then they're going to increase the amount of resources they give out to you. And it's all free and, you know, Bixel Exchange.
And do you have to go to downtown LA to get the mentoring or is it remote?
No. So, I mean, you can if you're in the area, or you can set up, you know, coffee meetings with the mentors, or you could do it over the phone.
So cool.
It's convenient, you know, like, I mean, it's all so convenient.
So what kind of mentors have you met?
I met Steve. Shout out to Steve. He's a cool guy. He's a marketing mentor. He founded and sold a marketing company, analytics company. And so he's really been helping us with our Google Analytics and, you know, SEO, SEM and Facebook ads, things of that nature.
So cool.
Yeah. And also I got connected with a lawyer, helped me on corporation, you know,
that's
things.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you know how we could find Steve online?
I don't think Steve is online. he's a low key guy.
He's
like the
below the radar.
Yeah,
like you got to know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Cool beans. Bixel Exchange. I love it. Well, cool, you guys. So how can people connect with you?
All right. So go ahead.
So for me, you can reach me at.
I love how he's like looking at his phone because he doesn't remember his own handles.
Because here's the thing. So I rediscovered Twitter actually.
What do you mean, rediscovered Twitter?
Yeah, I know it's been out for a while. it's at Suhaib MB, and that's SUHAIB and then MB. Like it's just all one
word. Cool.
That's how you can reach out to me.
Cool.
All right. And Maddie, I am the owner of the Space 3 account. I'm the guy who has to, you know, go through that stuff. So it was at Space 3, but spelled out.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
Cool. Sweet.
And Instagram.
Yeah, cool. And people could also connect with you in the We Are LA Tech Slack.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome.
Reach out to me.
Yeah.
If you need help or anything, and if, you know, just reach out.
100%. You guys are awesome. Is there anything you wanted to say before we sign out?
I want to say thank you for creating such an amazing platform and giving startups like ourselves a chance. You know, we are not, you know, this is not something we paid for. This is something, just an opportunity. And we need more of this, you know,
we definitely
need
more of this.
We don't have the resources. Like, you know, this is just pure, community building and just pure love.
It is.
Thank you.
It is. I can't really top that off. So
hey, that is, you, I want to link you. That was awesome.
Good job.
Good job.
Thank you.
By the way, I just want to say to the listeners, he did not have anything in front of him to actually read that off. He just came out of the goodness
of
his heart.
Switch up the teleprompter.
If you guys want to connect with more incredible people in the LA Tech community that are ready to collaborate with you, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. That takes you straight to the Slack group, which is awesome. The We Are LA Tech private chat, where I got to connect with Maddie to be on this episode today.
All right. It happens there. It goes down there.
I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We Are LA Tech is independently funded by the community. We couldn't make this happen without your support. If you too want to contribute to We Are LA Tech and see us making the podcast, building the mobile apps, creating the events year after year, consider contributing at patreon.com. That's patreon.com/WeAreLATech. Thank you. We appreciate you.